Hello, hello, it's your girl, Angie B, on Crystal's View. So, my last segment had a little bit of my baby in it to reflect on how we miss being babies. I know I do sometimes. I wish I could have someone just take care of me in that way. Bathe me and take care of me and watch me. Do nothing all day but sleep, like I am right now for my son. He's on my lap. I wanted to touch on the American dream. And I know a lot of us, I know a lot of people actually, who are maybe first or second generation American. Their parents fled their country and came to America for a better way, a better life, a better dream, a better system. Because they thought they didn't have freedom. They thought that they did not have opportunity. And America is the place for all of that. I'm going to keep my opinions a little tight on this, because I want an open forum and I want everyone else to give theirs. But are we living the American dream? Are Americans living the American dream when it comes to, building their own dreams? We all dream, right, to have something bigger and better than what we've had. Some of us make it, right? Some of us almost seem like they're lucky when they get there, right? But we really don't see the hard work it took. Like, I have a friend. I'm not going to name no names. On a whim, this person went to the military with another friend. And on a whim again, just seemed to have tra-la-la'd through life, but really hasn't. If you think about it, it takes work to go to the military. You have to put in your time. It takes work to get a degree. You have to put in your time. It takes work to get a home. You have to put your time in. But it almost looks like the person did nothing to get there. Almost looks like, if you don't realize the work that it did take to get there. And then you have people that take for granted the things that they were able to accomplish, and use it for nothing. For nothing at all. And I don't know if it has to do with how someone was raised or what their perspective is on life that causes them to not appreciate the things that were given to them to have a more advantage on society. Because success, I really feel like it really is dealt on you, because you can really not be successful and have everything. Does that resonate with anyone? Like, you can not be successful and really have everything. Like, you can have everything and not be successful. I wonder if that rings anyone's mindset right now. Okay, let's talk about the six-figure income. The six-figure income, let's just talk about $100,000 a year. The six-figure income, is that really income that you can live off of? I really don't think so. I think that's middle America. When you really look at a six-figure income, it's not income that you can live off of. Granted, not everyone makes a six-figure income, right? Not everyone has that type of income to live on. So when you think about that, and I'm saying that this is middle America, then you really have to think about how many of us are really not in the middle class of America. Real middle class of America. And that alone should set the stage for your mindset. Like, wow, if you're making like $50,000, that's not middle America. And I'm not knocking the wage. I'm just saying, true valuation does not come from your wage. Your wage is an opportunity to build your value. I actually posted something on my Facebook page today, which I'm actually probably going to read it to you because I found it very profound and I really enjoyed it. And maybe I'm being a little too into myself, right? But I really want you to hear where I'm going with this. Okay? And it's, first of all, the picture that I posted on the bottom says, every morning we get a chance to be different, a chance to change, a chance to be better. Every morning we get the opportunity to be that. How many of you guys believe that? How many of you guys really believe that about you? I don't think too many people really believe that about themselves. So this is what I wrote. I said, what may look like work to you may not be work to someone else. Understand that each part equals something. Something without meaning means nothing. So if it lacks meaning, it means nothing. How true is that? You can't focus on money because money is what happens when you bring value. Value is something that helps enrich the lives of those who use it. If you have no enrichment, you have no value. Who makes more, the worker or the maker of the product that the worker sells? It's simple, you know, it's real simple math. The maker of the product brought value and therefore created the job a worker has. In the end, you will never get paid for your value. If you are a worker, only the thing which has value will get its value paid for because of the enrichment it provides. Okay, so some people wonder why am I not getting paid, right? Why am I not getting paid for what I ought to be getting paid for when I was told that so much education would equate me to so much dollars? The reality is, guys, you still need experience and valuation to equate your market value for the employer, i.e. the innovator that's providing the work, for your valuation. True valuation comes from innovation. You can work for skill or an hourly wage. Only one of these will pay you what you're worth. Okay? You will still need to work hard and long for both, but only one will give you a legacy. Only one of them. I know that hits hard and it hits in a really bad place for some people. But the reality is that, guys, you're not going to build a legacy on an hourly paycheck. Again, it's a stepping stone. If done right, your kids will have a legacy they can build on. Okay? Because the idea is, again, giving them the opportunity to give their kids an opportunity. All right? So money is a result of valuation. Value. What did I bring or build myself to be valued enough to now no longer be paid an hourly rate, but to be paid based on valuation? Okay? I'm not even talking about salary. I'm talking about value. And a lot of us just, you know, sit idly by and really aren't taking in consideration and really think about money as something they ought to get because they're there. They're in a space. If it wasn't for them, this thing would not work. But the reality of it is it's up to you to be wise with what is given to you. I didn't have this opinion before, to be honest. My opinion on money versus valuation was very different. I actually have another friend of mine who has been in the network marketing circuit for a while, and I didn't agree with that person's opinion on valuation. This was during the time where they were talking about the wages and how wages need to go up. I agree that they do need to go up because you can't live off of what you're given. You can't even create a future on what is being given. But it shouldn't be the employer's responsibility to pay you on your value. That's my new opinion. I know, and a lot of you guys are probably going to be like, "What, Angie? What are you talking about?" But really, let's really take a look and peel back after what I've just said now. Based on what I just said now, it makes sense. So if you have to re-listen to this segment, this portion of the segment anyway. But please, I would like to hear your opinions on this. What do you feel about this? How do you feel? I'm going to put my point out. I agree that wages should go up. However, it's not the employer's responsibility to pay you for your valuation. It's your responsibility to find compensation for your valuation, if that makes any sense. And that only comes from entrepreneurship, to be really honest. And a lot of people are just afraid of that, being in that arena, going out and creating things, going out and working towards something that actually helps them build into their own, because it's really not trusting you. You don't trust you. So you're afraid of doing the things that would have you rely on yourself. It's easier to rely on someone else. I mean, come on. We were raised by parents, right? We had to rely on them to live. So we're used to that. So it's a natural thing for you to want someone else to take care of you. It's a natural thing for you to want to go punch a clock and collect a paycheck and just sit on it. These are natural things for us to do, and there's nothing wrong with it because it's natural. This is something that we were made to do. However, change doesn't come that way. Does that make any sense to you? Change will never come that way. The life and the money that you're looking for won't come that way. Okay. Come on. I'm about to name some names here. You can look within the music industry. Let's look at hip hop and how it's transitioned and changed over time, and the influencers of hip hop and where they've come from and how they've been able to transform themselves and rise above their own situations to do better. None of them are making hourly paychecks right now. They're living by valuation. Okay, that is the difference between you and them. The value that you bring. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing. I think that's Geechee stuff right there. Geechee. Really Geechee stuff. All right. So I love to hear your opinion on that. All right. Again, this is your girl, Angie B. You guys have a great night. I'm going to re-record some more stuff on probably this subject matter. So I am really looking forward to hearing what you have to say about that. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B on Crystal's View. I'm here with my baby boy this morning. We just walked my daughter out to her bus. And I gave him the final portion of his bottle. And now he's just laying here cranky because he wants to go to sleep. So he does this whole whining thing. How are you parents dealing? My son is like 5 months, and He's doing the whole rocking to crawl thing. He sits up by himself. He's starting to have, what is it? The little rice cereal stuff. And I'll make a little bowl of it in the morning for him now. And a little bowl of it in the evening. And in the evening, that's his dinner. And in the morning, that's his breakfast. And I'll put like the bananas in it. A little bit of it. Mix it up, give it to him, and then I'll give him his other rice portion in the afternoon with squash in it. He loves squash, and I'm making him like bananas. He didn't really like bananas in the beginning. He made a face because I guess it's so tart and sweet at the same time. I have no idea, but you hear him? He's whiny because he's tired. My baby is tired. He's sleepy. He wants to go back to bed. Because he's been up since 4 a.m. These kids just be waking up any kind of way, any kind of time. I just can't deal. I've got lots to do too. Yeah, my family's also in transition. and my, you hear him? He just wants to be heard. Yeah, it's his whine to cry, to take a nap. After he takes his nap, I'm going to make me some pancakes. I don't know. That's what I'm in the mood for. Pretty hungry right here. Let's talk. I don't know. What should we talk about today? I was going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. But let's talk about mommy-ism and balance-ism. I know. Like, what is it? I was having a conversation with one of my besties recently, and we were just talking about kids and just life, and like how a second baby basically just changes everything. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. He's just in the mood to record with me today. Yeah, I guess I'll just let him talk. I know you guys enjoy hearing him. Yeah. You finish? You gonna wind yourself to sleep now? So yeah, I'm lying down here with my little man. I like to call him that. He is a man, and he'll be a man one day, right? Yeah. He talks so much. I'm afraid, cause my daughter runs her mouth so much now. It's crazy. You can't get her to be quiet because she talks so much. And sometimes she talks when you're trying to hear something. You see, he's getting all whiny. But, parenting. You see, I'm working right now doing this podcast. I mean, hey, most people might see it as work. Most people might not because I'm just on here talking. But yes, this is something that I do while I get to be home with the baby. And this does help me do that. So please share. Even if you hate it, share it. Because if you might not like it, someone else might. So share it anyway. Share it and talk shit. Excuse my language. But seriously, share it anyway. And if you have an opinion, I want to hear it. I mean, my questions are legit. I'm going to stop this recording because he's getting more whiny. And I'll probably record something afterwards. This is your girl Angie B and her baby signing off. I hope this kind of brought some value. I don't know. Like I said before, if you didn't like it, share it anyway.